The three parties would have came together about a year and a half ago now, and once we got the ground, everything established, and everybody seen what direction we were looking to go, and the main thing was we put the player at the centre of everything we done, absolutely everything, every decision we made, whether it be it structures, gear, setup, coaches, everything was all centred around the player and what was best for the player. And once everybody established that and accepted that, then it was a seamless process from last year to here tonight. And it is a landmark moment for women's and girls football in Donegal. And now as a club, in our 68-year history, we've been offering men's football, boys' football, from schoolboy football right up to the senior team. But now, for the first time ever, we're actually able to offer schoolgirls an opportunity to represent Finn Harps Football Club on the national stage. So all the work that has gone on the last year and a half is well worth it. When you see the reception tonight, you see the crowd that turned up for it, you can see the passion for the women's game in Donegal. And it's an absolute credit to the Inishowen Women's League and the Donegal Women's League in particular on what they've done to progress the game to this stage. And you can hear by the FAI speaking there tonight as well. It's fantastic stuff. And they can see the work that has gone on. So a huge credit to them. And hopefully we can add to the brilliant work that they've got to this stage with. And also, it's not a case of us just entering in women's under 17s and 19s and moving on. We firmly believe, we've set up a steering group that we will work alongside the Donegal Women's League and the Inishowen Women's League to further enhance their structures. We'll share resources, will there be a coach education and everything else that goes along with it. So it's when you see it on paper, you're thinking, that looks really strong, and it is a three-way partnership with the GAT, feeding girls in to the one pathway is exciting, and it's brilliant for us as the senior football club in the county.
Yeah, the Donegal Women's League have been entering an under-17 and an under-19 team in the National League in the last couple of seasons, and they've done great work, Trojan work, to be fair. But can Finn Harps now, under the umbrella of Finn Harps, can they push that on even further?
Well, that's the ambition. Obviously, you know, it's probably well documented about our boys' academy and what we're trying to do. We try to improve our structures and setups year on year. Things mightn't work out certain years, but there's years that does work out. And I'm sure we're going to absolutely put the same energy and work ethic into the girls, 17s and 19s. So, we would like to think we can help the girls progress further with the resources we have. And again, it's not going to be just us. There's going to be huge involvement from the Inishowen delegates and the Donegal Women's League delegates to help us drive that as well.
And we've seen other League of Ireland clubs really push the women's football over the last couple of years. Is this where clubs in this country have to go? Do Finn Harps have to get on board with this and really push it? Because as you mentioned, the women's game is really growing. We're seeing huge numbers going to watch our international team, and there's huge progress being made, even with participation levels.
Yeah, absolutely. As a club, there's no point in lying. When we look around the leagues and see teams and the girls' teams representing the clubs, we do look at it and go, yeah, that has to be us. We have to get involved in this. The women's game has grown year on year, and the opportunities now for girls is unbelievable. Between full-time football in this country, full-time football in England and elsewhere, you see girls signing for teams in Spain and America. So the opportunities are there, and it's brilliant for us as a senior club to provide that platform for them to go and excel. And hopefully we can produce players for the future and play our part. Because again, that's our job. We're in a modern world. Yes, we're helping boys progress, but now we've got that. For the first time ever, I can say it, but we're going to help girls progress as well, you know.
Yeah, Paddy McDade has been appointed head of women's development, and we had a good chat with Paddy there earlier on. He's a really energetic character. He's a big football man. He's a well-known figure in Donegal. What's he going to bring to that role, Kevin?
What's he going to bring? He's going to bring energy, positivity. His love for the game of football is infectious. I thought I loved the game, and I do. I eat it, sleep it, and breathe it since ever I can remember. Whether it be a coaching, playing, watching, I just can't get enough of it. But Paddy, I think, has passed me out on a lot of things. So I've no doubt that Paddy will bring that drive and help push it on. Like, he's well known, he's been involved in the women's game, he's a really good personality around players, and that can't be bought, that can't be coached or taught, and I think those are the key elements that he'll bring to the whole setup, you know.